Get Him Out of My Hair. Written by Martyr's Daughter. Read by SBL. Fandom, The Untamed. Relationship, Lan Chen, Lan Wenji, Wing, Wei Wuxian. Rating, Explicit. Summary. Wing gets a haircut every time she dumps a boy. Come on, Nie Hoi Sang had said the very first time he tucked a stumbling Wei Ying into the tiny barbershop tucked between a shiny new convenience store and a bookshop by day, bar by night that had recently opened. I gotta go. Lan Chen, this is Wei Ying. She just got dumped and she's cutting her hair. Bye. Wei Ying had rolled her eyes as the small chime on the door opening and closing rang again. It wasn't like that, she told Lan Chen. Lan Chen had hummed in her best skeptic's tone. Wei Ying's skirt was very short, indecently so with the length of her legs. Of course, Wei Ying had proceeded to make Lan Chen cut 5 inches off her waist-length hair while explaining why she dumped the guy in excruciating detail. Lan Chen had figured that this, at least, would be the last she ever saw of Wei Ying, Niu Hui Sang's hot, vaguely insufferable friend. 6 weeks later, Wei Ying had returned to Lan Chen's shop on her own, once again, unlucky in love. So I snuggle clothes since I have no body heat. Oh, Lan Chen, will I be chilly when my hair is done? Lan Chen pauses buzzing Wei Ying's undercut, looking at her in the mirror. Her smile seems breathless almost, like Wei Ying is in motion even when utterly still. Not that she manages to stay still in the chair anyway. Yes. Wei Ying's eyes light up. She always likes it best when Lan Chen plays with her. Lan Chen hopes this occasional ability seems intentional to Wei Ying, rather than the typical result of Lan Chen being slower to speak. Or maybe it's unrelated, and Wei Ying is happy for some other reason. Perhaps Wei Ying just likes when Lan Chen gives her bad news. Wei Ying is not normal. It is too late to turn back, Lan Chen adds, turning the clippers back on. Wei Ying shivers. Lan Chen can see her nipples through the thin cotton of her shirt. The pattern is scattered imprints of lipstick-heavy kisses against pastel pink. There's one that's placed just so. Stop, Lan Chen snaps when Wei Ying shudders again. Sorry, RGA. I could feel it getting closer, I guess. Wei Ying laughs. Anyway, I got closer to him for warmth, and do you know what he did? She gives no answer, but Wei Ying doesn't mind that either. He put his hand on my ass! Wei Ying exclaims, every inch the scandalized maiden. Lan Chen's palm tingles. She imagines the sweet curve of Wei Ying's ass beneath her hand and has to take a steadying breath. Wei Ying interprets this sound as a sigh and lunges into a rant. I know! Totally gross, right? I jumped back and asked if he thought I was easy or something, then told him I'd find my own way home and call the car. Who does that? On a first date and everything. Of course, I'm shameless, but I'm not that shameless, Lan Chen. Don't you think everyone ought to know the difference? Lan Chen wonders if this is the first time anyone has ever touched Wei Ying's ass like this. Maybe she'll have to end this man's life. The fire at the center of her palm intensifies. Lan Chen focuses on ensuring the line of Wei Ying's undercut is perfectly even. It's delicate work. Lan Chen! Say it! Say I'm not a slut! This almost feels too easy. I am not a slut, Lan Chen says. Wei Ying snarls, kittenish and petulant.
I wish I could shake you, Lan Chen! Stop holding sharp things by my skin so I can get you!
When she turns the clippers off again, Wei Ying waits until she puts them away and jumps onto Lan Chen's back, biting down on her shoulder before gnawing on Lan Chen's t-shirt. Lan Chen catches her at the thighs and stands there for a moment, holding Wei Ying. Her palm stops tingling.
Got you,
Wei Ying says, the height of triumph in her voice. There's something there, though. Something Lan Chen is going to push, because exerting pressure on Wei-Ying captivates her. Something she's going to take as soon as Wei-Ying reveals it. Lan-Chen is using a straight razor to give Wei-Ying bangs. She holds Wei-Ying's jaw between her thumb and forefinger, straightening it and angling her head the right way.
Stay, she says.
Wei-Ying blinks too slowly. Of course, Lan-Chen. How many times have you cut my hair?
3,
Lan-Chen says, satisfied that Wei-Ying seems surprised Lan-Chen would remember such things.
You have never been still.
I have so, Wei-Ying defends herself, moving her head so she can look at Lan-Chen better. You've never cut.
Move again,
Lan-Chen says, her voice too low and too dangerous in her throat.
And I'll cut you.
Wayne's dark eyes go wide. Like, on purpose?
There it is. That's the thing.
Lan-Chen, Wei-Ying whines. You'll never believe what happened to me today. I want more layers. This time, chunky ones, you know?
Wei-Ying came late. Technically, Lan-Chen is closed. They're in the seat furthest back from the window, with the lights low and the blinds shuttered. Intimate. It feels intimate, having Wei-Ying here after closing. She sits as she talks, looking at Lan-Chen in the mirror as she sweeps the black protective cover over Wei-Ying's front and buttons it at the back of her neck. Wei-Ying leans into the warmth when Lan-Chen's fingertips brush her skin. Lan-Chen lets her hands linger, just for a fraction of a second. Lan-Chen nods at Wei-Ying's reflection, then taps her twice on the shoulder. Wei-Ying gets up and heads over to the sink, where Lan-Chen has already laid a washcloth over the divot meant for her head. She settles in and waits for Lan-Chen to force her head down. With her consent, of course. The entire time, Wei-Ying tells her story.
So I went on a third date with that guy from a computer engineering seminar, thinking everything was fine. He's nice, not pushy, totally willing to follow my lead.
Lan-Chen runs the water until it's piping hot. She remembers the secret delight she felt the first time Wei-Ying asked her to make it hotter. They would enjoy showering together. Lan-Chen tests with her fingers one last time, then reaches with that same wet hand and wraps her fingers around Wei-Ying's throat.
That's exactly what you want in a guy, right?
Wei-Ying asks. Lan-Chen feels every movement of Wei-Ying's throat as she tips Wei-Ying back, muscles working beneath her delicate skin to make that never-ceasing sound.
Beneath Lan-Chen's palm.
Wei-Ying was showed her a hand-shaped bruise that had come from her brother grabbing her too hard during a play fight, laughing all the while. Lan-Chen had been filled with a mix of shame and deep, overwhelming envy. She makes a skeptical noise in answer to Wei-Ying's question. Who laughs, her face crunched up with emotion.
Oh,
she says when Lan-Chen starts massaging shampoo into her hair.
Lan-Chen, that feels so good when you do it.
That's not the only thing,
Lan-Chen thinks, holding her tongue. Wei-Ying makes a shivery noise of pleasure as the jets of water wash soots from her dark hair. After licking her lips, leaving them shiny and pink, Wei-Ying asks, Where was I? Her smile is lazy, obnoxiously so.
Right, the guy.
Wei-Ying never bothers to tell Lan-Chen the names of the men she dates, which is fortunate for the aid of Lan-Chen's impulse control.
So this time, he got really pushy. It was weird. I thought things were normal. We're holding hands under the table, then bam, he turns and tries to kiss me. On the mouth. I was so surprised, I just let it happen.
Lan-Chen lets the water run, frozen in place.
I think he also licked me, which was so not good. If that's how it feels, I don't see why people do it in the movies. I had other people spit.
Wei-Ying does a theatrical little shudder. Her first kiss. Wayne's first kiss.
Is that so?
Lan-Chen asks, too serious to make it sound like a real question. She shuts off the water and wraps a towel around Wayne's hair. They return to the chair.
Well, I didn't like it, and I told him so. I think he's gonna tell everyone he dumped me, but like,
Why would I go out with someone who kisses so terribly?
Wayne sighs.
Lanchan, will these layers fix me?
Lanchan starts the process of clipping and tying Wayne's long hair into place. Unnecessary, she says. She'll have the broken parts of Wayne too. She cuts Wayne's hair, listening to a story about how Jiang Yanli tried to show her how to bake bread over the weekend, but mostly Wayne liked getting flour in her hair and talking baby noises to Jing Ling. Eventually, all that's left is razoring her bangs. Lan Chen switches the scissors for the straight razor, turning the chair so she can see Wayne's dark eyes.
Careful, Wayne says, smiling as Lan Chen lifts the blade. You put someone's eye out.
Someone? Lan Chen asks. The sound of the blade as it cuts through Wei Ying's hair is louder in her ears than it was before. Wei Ying hums in the affirmative.
Your face is pretty close to mine, which makes your eyes near my eyes. Let's keep both eyes together, huh?
Think about that often? Lan Chen asks, forcing Wei Ying to look her words in the face.
About what?
Me.
Shink.
You.
Shink.
The razor.
Shink. Wayne gives a high, nervous laugh. What? Of course not. That would be crazy, Lan Chen. Do you think I'm crazy?
Lan Chen makes the last cut. She does not put down the straight razor. Instead, she turns Wayne to face the mirror again and takes off the protective robe. Knuckles brushing the nape of Wayne's neck deliberately.
I think you think about it,
Lan Chen says.
Oh, Lan Chen, I'm pretty!
Wayne smiles at her in the mirror.
And my hair looks good too! Don't you think I'm pretty?
You're pretty,
Lan Chen says, holding the blade near Wayne's neck. Not quite close, not quite touching. Testing. Wayne goes still. Pupils so large her eyes look black.
I did, you?
She breathes.
Did you miss a spot?
Lan Chen brings the blade up so that it rests delicately on Wayne's cheek. When Wayne squirms, deliberately on accident, she turns it so that the blunt edge is cold against Wayne's cheek. Wayne's leg bounces in the chair. Lan Chen wants to eat her.
Yes,
she says, a little absent, perhaps desperate. Lan Chen sets aside the straight razor and leans down, sinking her teeth into Wayne's soft neck.
Ah!
Wayne jolts, her head lolling away from Lan Chen's, exposing her neck further.
Ouch, Lan Chen, that hurts. I'm going to leave a bad review.
Sinking her teeth tighter, Lan Chen then runs her tongue over the indents. Marks on Wayne's flesh. Wayne's low moan sends a spark of fire down the center of Lenten's body. Reluctantly, she lets go of Wayne's skin, spinning the chair so that Wayne faces her instead of the mirror. She kisses Wayne, sucking on her lower lip and biting down, doing everything she can to swallow the imprint of anyone else but Lenten and Wayne's lips, in her mouth, on her tongue. Wayne muffles a noise of surprise and draws her knees up like she's going to kick Lan Chen, but she never does, her mouth softening beneath the assault. She whimpers when Lan Chen bites her, so Lan Chen does it again and again. Wayne paws at her shoulders, at first kidding weak but more vehement the longer Lan Chen refuses to listen. When Lan Chen pulls back, it's only to nibble at Wayne's jaw, trying to find the best place to bite.
Lan Chen, she says. Lan Chen, stop that. I don't like kissing. I just told you I don't like it.
Her voice is breathless and dreamy, her throat bobbing, fingers digging into Lan Chen's back all of the sudden. Lan Chen pulls back, forcing Wei Ying to meet her gaze with a hand on her chin.
You like mine,
Lan Chen says, because it's true. And because it's wondrous. Wayne gulps.
Say it,
Lan Chen says. Wayne squeezes her eyes shut for a moment, then peeks one open, just a little. She looks quite silly.
I can't say,
Lian says.
Was that a proper kiss? Do you have experience? Lianchen, I think I should have an expert opinion before I can say for sure that I did or did not like any kiss of...
Lianchen kisses Wing again, this time fierce and demanding. Gripping her beneath the knees, Lianchen pulls Wing forward, then undoes the button on her shorts. Wing turns her head all of a sudden, gasping violently for air.
Wait, I didn't say you could do that!
Wing pants. Lianchen kneels and tugs on Wing's shorts.
Then stop me,
Lianchen murmurs against her thigh. When Wing does nothing but stare down at her, eyes the size of a full moon high in the sky, Lianchen takes her shorts and underwear off.
I don't think this is very sanitary, Wing critiques, blushing madly.
Lianchen's gaze follows the path of the blush down her neck. Wayne's chest and stomach still mostly covered by her plain black t-shirt.
Her mouth waters.
You're right, Lianchen says. Gripping Wayne firmly beneath the thighs, Lianchen lifts her up and turns them around, settling into the chair with Wayne straddling her lap. There's barely enough room, but Wayne doesn't seem to mind, raised up high enough on her knees that her breasts are nearly in Lianchen's mouth.
I didn't mean...
Wing begins before Lianchen closes her mouth around Wing's nipple. She isn't wearing a bra. Lianchen draws back a hand and spanks her, a motion born from pure instinct. Her desire to punish Wing is much more immediate now that she's in Lianchen's arms. As soon as her palm hits, Wing yelps and rocks forward.
Don't do that,
she says.
Don't hit me.
Lianchen slides one finger through the slick mess between Wayne's legs, causing her to shudder and muffle a small sound of pleasure.
Don't like it?
She asks, gathering Wayne's wetness on her fingertips and bringing them up to Wayne's mouth.
I...
Wayne stammers, mouth open enough for Lianchen's fingers to shove inside. She makes a muffled sound of protest, which is immediately followed by the sweet sensation of Wing sucking the taste of herself from Lianchen's fingers. Wing maintains eye contact even where her lashes flutter, her eyes struggling to stay open.
She's so beautiful.
When Lianchen pulls her fingers out of Wing's mouth, she makes a forlorn sound, her lower lip and chin wet.
Lianchen,
Wing says, her voice quieter than Lianchen expects. Her eyelashes are wet, too. Lianchen wants to touch them, but her hands are busy gripping Wing's ass and teasing her clit.
You can't fuck me,
Wing complains, her hips rocking minutely forward. Lianchen's hand tightens on her ass.
I can fuck you,
she says, so low she wonders if Wing heard it. Lining up two fingers, she pushes inside Wing, holding her in place with the other hand when Wing tries to rear up and away from the intrusion.
It wasn't a challenge!
Wing says, much too loud in Lenten's ear. Lianchen spanks her again.
Yeah!
She cries, a nasal, whiny tone just beneath the surface of her outrage.
I never said I liked it. I said, don't hit me. Why won't you be nice to me?
Lianchen massages the area she hit, slyly chastised.
Then behave.
I don't know what you mean,
Wayne says. Lianchen's palm itches with an urge to spank her again.
I really don't, Lianchen. I'm a virgin. I don't know what you're doing.
Lianchen curls her fingers inside Wayne. Her hips rock forward, chasing more of that pleasure, while a choked moan emerges from her throat. Her cheek is hot against Lianchen's cheek.
Fucking you,
Lianchen says. She pulls her fingers out and thrusts them back inside, curling them on the way out, building up a rhythm as Wing makes brutalized noises whenever Lianchen hits that spot deep inside her.
Your hands are so big. Go slower. I'm too small.
Lan Chan nudges a third finger at Wing's entrance, slowly pushing her way inside.
I didn't say you could put more!
Wing exclaims, slapping Lan Chan's shoulders.
Fuck, Lan Chan, no more.
She rocks forward, taking in more of Lan Chan's fingers, nails digging into Lan Chan's shoulders through her shirt. She's very tight. So tight it's difficult to fuck inside Wing as fast as she wants to. Lan Chan has to stretch her, slowly fucking her until Wing's body accepts her inside, clinging with greed rather than tightening against the assault. When she looks down, Wing's thighs are visibly trembling.
Lan Chan,
she begs.
Lan Chan, Lan Chan, Lan Chan.
She begins chasing each thrust, forcing her body onto Lan Chan's hand in helpless twitches forward. Wing kisses Lan Chan's eyebrow, then the bridge of her nose, unable to reach lower at the angle she's keeping.
What am I doing?
Lan Chan asks. Wing opens her mouth against Lan Chan's hair.
Fucking me,
she gasps.
Lan Chan, you're fucking me. You really are.
Lan Chan begins to grind the heel of her palm against Wayne's clit each time she thrusts. Wayne tries to bend forward, her forehead hitting Lan Chan's shoulder as high, breathy noises escape her throat. She grinds forward against Lan Chan's palm. Wayne's cunt tightens impossibly around Lan Chan's fingers as she comes, pulling her deep, hungry, and desperate as Wayne gives a shuddering cry, most of the sound trapped somewhere near Lan Chan's chest. Heart pounding, Lan Chan gets up with Wing in tow, half a mind to clean her up and the other half to drive her home and fuck her again. Maybe fuck her again now. Wing clings at first, then lowers her legs one at a time. Once she's standing, she sinks to the ground, fumbling with the button of Lan Chan's jeans.
Wing,
Lan Chan cautions. Wing ignores her, smiling as she pulls down Lan Chan's pants and the boxer briefs beneath them. Lan Chan gathers Wing's hair into her fist and yanks her back.
Wing,
she says again, firm but a little breathless.
I tasted myself,
Wing says, blinking innocently up at Lan Chan.
Now I want a taste of RGG.
Lan Chan eyes the white hairband she'd used to section Wing's hair earlier, still around her own wrist. With a few harsh motions, she ties Wing's hair back of her face, the layers making her hair pop out in all directions. Lan Chan wraps it around her fist and adjusts her stance.
Slow, she instructs Wing.
Wing leans forward, shy tongue darting out to taste as soon as she's close enough. Wing closes her eyes.
Different,
she says.
Lan Chan, I like you better.
She leans forward again, tongue out, though the placement isn't sure. No matter. Lan Chan does not need Wing to know what she's doing. She pushes against that soft tongue, fucking Wing's face, her hair still held tight in Lan Chan's fist. Wing moans as Lan Chan uses her, holding her mouth open, going in whatever direction Lan Chan tugs her. Beautifully responsive. Wing can take direction after all. Sometimes she makes sounds. At first, Lan Chan thinks they're pleasured little sounds, but they're too loud, too deliberate for just that. Eventually, Lan Chan realizes that Wing is trying to talk. Like she forgets her mouth is occupied, or maybe like she wants to talk to Lan Chan so badly she doesn't care. Lan Chan grinds harder against Wing's tongue. The thought of her incessant talking somehow pushing Lan Chan over the edge into a powerful orgasm, her mouth open, eyes closed. Most of this could be something out of her dreams, but even her dreams could not account for the truth of Wing. Lan Chan is amazed, her knees weak as she slides to the floor. It's only when her own knees hit painfully against the wood that Lan Chan realizes how sore Wing must be. She opens her eyes and takes a look at Wing, whose eyes are glassy. Overwhelmed by fondness, Lenten stands and lifts her pants back over her ass, then picks up Wing and sits in the chair, settling Wing on Lenten's lap with her legs over the right side of the chair. Immediately, Wing turns and licks the side of Lenten's neck.
I like kissing you, Lenten.
I like kissing you,
Lenten echoes.
I like talking to you,
Wing confesses again. I like when you judge my life choices.
I want you to do it more. I want your contact info, Lenten, not just the stuff for the shop. I want to talk to you every single day. I don't know why I thought I couldn't. That seems silly now, right?
Lenten takes a moment to process all of that.
I like talking to you. Not judging, but I will help. I also want to talk to you every day. You are silly.
Lenten!
Wing cries, hiding her face against Lenten's shoulder. She rubs Wing's back soothingly.
You have no pants on.
Well,
Wing splutters.
Well, Lenten, whose fault is that? Who took my pants?
Lenten bites Wing's earlobe, satisfied by her squeak.
I will take responsibility,
Lenten vows. The end.